Good morning, everybody. Can you find your seats? Oh, thanks, Mike. Good morning, Mike. All right, good morning, everybody. In your bulletin, the announcements for today, Mike's going to be sharing about our individual giftings today and how to discover our gifts and how to use them. So it should be a great, great sermon. Prayer meeting is on Monday, February 3rd at 6:30. Everybody is welcome, and we'd like to have a large group. We had a pretty good group last time, and it's always powerful. So, the ladies' Bible study that is scheduled for Saturday, February 8th at 10, is it usually 10, will not be held. Instead, there's going to be a baby shower to bless Cassie Steele at 1 o'clock that day here at the church. So if you're interested in attending, please RSVP to Tammy. The clothing drive from now until February 20th for Gladiola Elementary School, which is in this neighborhood. They have a need for gloves, mittens, scarves, hats, snow pants, boots, coats, and probably whatever else that you have. If you have items that are in pretty good condition and you'd like to donate, you can bring them in on Sunday, and we'll have a collection box in the main area. The men's breakfast will be February 15th at 8 a.m. at Russ's in Granville. Bring your appetite and your wallet. Yes. Game night is February 23rd, Friday. Those are always a fun night of laughter and fellowship and throwing burritos at Silas. And then the church work day has finally been rescheduled for Saturday, February 22nd at 8 a.m. until about 4 or however long it is until we get done. We have some paint samples in the fellowship room. If you'd like to go in that corner and look and give us an opinion on what you like. We're looking at two colors, an accent wall and then a main color for the rest of the walls. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
That's awesome. So I just want to circle back at something. Denise just told us that the women's Bible study has been changed. It's now going to, that group specifically is going to be hosting a shower for Cassie Steele. Cassie and John have been coming here lately. If you don't know, she's obviously pregnant. That's why we're having a baby shower for them. They just got married not too long ago. They moved recently, so they got a lot of stuff going on. And if you've ever gone through any of that stuff, whether it's joining a new church or moving or getting married or having a baby, any of those things, you know it's a hectic time, right? And so I just want to take a second and pray for that young couple. They got to bless them and strengthen them and stabilize and just help them. Because anytime you try to do something new, any signs of new life, the devil attacks. The last thing the devil wants is God's people to prosper. So they're trying a lot of new things, and I think they're getting attacked. So let's just pray for them, bless them. And then this week, if we could just try to remember to pray for Cassie and John, that'd be a big help. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for so many young couples that are joining our church now that are coming in. Lord, they're just excited to know you, to be able to walk in a relationship with you. And Lord, we lift up John and Cassie to you, Lord. I think they're in a tough time with the final days of a pregnancy and moving and jobs and all this other stuff. It's just a lot of weight on anyone, especially on a young couple. So Lord, together right now in unity, we ask your blessing on John and on Cassie, that you would help them, Lord, that you would literally give them power to be the man and the woman you created them to be. Would you open effective doors for each one of them to walk in, that they would walk in your blessing, that they would walk in your provision, that they'd walk in your safety and protection. And Lord, we bless this little girl that's not even born yet. We just bless her into your purposes and plans in Jesus' name. Father, would you prepare Cassie and John to be the parents that you created them to be specifically and intentionally for this little girl? Would you please bless them with wisdom and discernment to be able to tell at a young, young age, this little girl, how she's hardwired, how she's been gifted, and that they would be anointed to be able to help you in what you want to do in that little baby's life. Would you please help this family now, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. Before we take the offering, I'm at the risk of putting somebody on the spot. I'd just like to ask, is there any of the Pipple family that would like to give us an update on Silas and what's going on there? He is definitely a special visitor today. So awesome. Awesome. His parents coming up. Anybody that does know, this is Rob and this is Kelsey. So,
he's doing way better. And when it all first went down, it was like 4 days of terror and just trusting the Lord and being willing but not wanting to lose him. And knowing that God is faithful and God is good. And so we just prayed and prayed and prayed. And Kelsey's family is phenomenal. They worked in shifts. I mean, it was just, they really encouraged me that God is doing what he's doing, you know, and he's good. So, he's getting way better, and he should be out of Mary Freebed within the next 2 weeks. So, everything's awesome. But
awesome. I just want to pray for you guys before you sit down, okay? Awesome. Anybody want to join me up here as I pray for them? What is going on, huh, bud? Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this precious little boy. Silas is just such a special baby. He's been special around here for so many times, Lord. He's a little boy that just seems to smile all the time, except for when he's laughing. And, Lord, we just thank you for that. That's a great example for all of us, that we can just have your joy all the time. So, Lord, together, right now, in Jesus' name, we pray your blessing on little Silas, that you would strengthen him. Lord, that you would eradicate once and for all any kind of disease or illness or sickness. And, Lord, that you would wipe out even the residue, the echoes of that, the things that doctors say, well, you can expect this and expect that. Well, Lord, your word says you heal us completely. So we, in agreement right now, we just agree with your word over Silas, that he's a healthy, strong baby boy that's going to do great things for you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for Rob and Kelsey. You handpicked them for this little boy to walk through this really difficult time. And Lord, I just ask your blessing on them, that you'd strengthen them, that you'd bless them, that you'd encourage them. And Lord, just like Rob was saying, even through the midst of all this tough time, this pain, that your glory would be known to both of them, and that they'd be able to tell other people how faithful you are. So, Lord, thank you for this young family. Please bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I love your smile, dude. If I could have the ushers come up, and we'll take the offering. Yeah, amen. Wow. Gonna do the tithe dance? All right. So, if you're on Facebook or any of the social media, make sure that you post today and tell them that Paul Newman was doing the tithe dance at your church today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for a family atmosphere at church, that we can just have fun. We don't have to worry about trying to keep some kind of protocol or a checklist or all this other nonsense, Lord. You call us to be your sons and daughters, and that means family. So today, Lord, we're giving back to you what you trusted us with. And we just thank you and praise you so much that we're so blessed in this place. Individually, corporately, we are a blessed family. So, Lord, we're just going to give back to you. We ask that you would glorify your name and that, Lord, you would literally bring the power of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that you would bring that in real and measurable ways to people's lives. Would you please do that with the offering we're taking up today? We ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. So worship team, as the basket goes by you, come on up.
Good morning, everyone. It's a wonderful day. When we were praying beforehand, I think it was Denise who started it about the light. That even though it's a gloomy day, we have the light of Jesus Christ here in our hearts. And she woke up with that light. And then the prayers went from there. It was all on light. And then comes into a couple of our songs talk about the light. And the light that God can bring into our hearts and into our lives to change our circumstances and to make our lives walk in step with His. That's what we're looking forward to.
Amen.
So will you please stand?
Breaking through despair, I hear a change.
Heavenly Father, we sing these songs because we believe these words in our heart. You have no equal. Lord Jesus, you have no equal. Holy Spirit, you have no equal. We love you. We declare to you openly and freely and joyfully that we just love you. We want more of you. We want more of you in our life, more of you in our relationships, more of you in our finances, more of you in our conversations and our habits, more of you in every aspect of our life. We just lift up our lives to you right now. We invite you in. We open every door, every window. Come on in, Lord. Come on in. Rearrange whatever you want to rearrange. Throw out what you want to throw out. Redecorate. Make things new, Lord. We just want more of you in our lives. We're hungry for you. We thank you so much that you bring freedom and wholeness to us. Salvation isn't just some little old prayer we prayed a few years ago and forgot all about. Salvation is walking with the living God in freedom and wholeness. And we thank you and praise you for that. Today, Lord, as I share from your word and I talk about the gifts that you've given to each one of us, Father, I'm asking that you speak to your people, that you confirm to them things you've already said to them, that you affirm to them things that are already in them, the gifts and abilities that you've put them in them, the way they think, the way they do stuff, the likes and dislikes. Lord, as I talk today, would you speak to them? Would you translate and interpret and just bring a Holy Ghost witness to each person in this place today? And when they leave, Lord, they'll remember what you said. They might not remember what I said, but they'll remember what you said. They'll carry something. Would you please do that? I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And all of God's people said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome again. Man, I love worshiping in here with everybody. It's really tremendous. So today, before we send out the kids and the children's workers, is there anybody like to volunteer to pray a blessing on that ministry before we release them out of here? Anybody like to just stand up and pray for them, bless them? Awesome. Awesome, Lois. You got to turn that on. I'll turn this off.
We good? This whole month has been on penguins, so we've been wearing our penguin shirts. But it's the individuality of a penguin and what their giftings that each penguin possesses. And my week was being a fisher of men, but the penguin was a good fisher. He could swim 35 miles an hour, and he could catch fish very easily. But, you know, your kids are precious to us as leaders down there. We love each and every one of them. They all have each one of them have their own giftings, and that's what we want to look for in each child, is their individuality and who God has made them to be. So let's enter into prayer. Lord, I just thank you for Children's Church. I thank you for Angie. I thank you for the ideas that abound in her head, God. Amen. Lord, sometimes they just come so fast and furious, it's just a jumble. I just pray, Lord, that you would take those ideas that she has, that creative part of her, and that it would more abound in what you want it to be in her life. I just thank you for her gifts. I thank you for her talents. I thank you for her love for children. And I thank you for joy and... who's our other one? Tammy? Huh? Joy in who? Joy in you. Oh, see? Okay. I'm not forgetful. And we just thank you for Joy and the way that she can reach the children, Lord. Lord, that her little girls would grow up to be people in your kingdom who proclaim your goodness. But Lord, these children that come into our hands, everyone in this congregation, I just pray, Lord, that we would have the hearts of aunts and uncles and grandparents, Lord, that they would look to us and just want to be with us more than even their mom and dad sometimes when they're at church, because they can learn from us. And I thank you for that. I just pray for each of us in this congregation that we would help our children grow up into the people that you want them to be, and that we would see giftings in them, and that we would be able to pray for each and every child in this congregation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And with that, the kids and the children's workers are released.
As we sang those songs, God really kind of dropped in my heart to say, every song that you sing and you believe those words, they bring life into you. And it is so important to speak God's word back to him. I mean, he's willing, he's ready to give us everything his word says, but we need to embrace it and call upon him. It isn't just something he's going to drop in our lives. He can, but he wants that relationship with us. And by speaking and talking to him about his word and his things that he's promised us, there's where life will begin.
Thank you, Mary.